It happens to me almost every time. It gets me. Facebook does. All I need to know is what time the cafe begins serving all-you-can-eat catfish on Wednesday. The cafe's website is worthless. So, for the answer, I go to the social media network that I find mindless and almost worthless, Facebook. I once had to use Facebook. Now I'm retired and I rarely look at the social networking site that makes it easy for you to connect and share with family and friends online. So says some internet site probably owned by Facebook. Me, I find it a bottomless waste pipe full of crazy opinions and strange accusations. It's a waste of time and it sucks you into its web of smoke and mirrors for countless minutes at a time. In 2004, Facebook's mission statement was to give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. Okay, you can read into that whatever you want, but you still have to blink a few times and smirk. Okay, I know there are millions of people that can't live without it. You may love it. That's fine. I guess it does have some redeeming values. I can watch the latest videos of my cute grandchildren. Or learn how to solder a hammer to an empty can of baked beans. Or how to make precious wooden jars from old tree stumps. I have to admit, I was able to sell my car on Facebook the other day in a matter of a couple hours. I placed 3 ads in various newspapers and received no calls, blew $80, nothing in return. However, on Facebook, I had people mad at me. I had 7 people interested in just hours after posting. Each one trying to buy it. One messaged me that she had told her daughter about the car, and the daughter was thrilled. When I told her I'd sold it moments later, she said it was terrible, and I made her daughter cry. Another called me out after I accepted an offer. When I told her, she said that I could at least have had the decency to... Well, I stopped reading and X'd out of Facebook. All I want to do is find out what time on Wednesday the cafe begins serving all the catfish a person can eat. I opened my computer, I searched for FB, I immediately found the page of a friend I hadn't seen in 3 years and noticed that her son has all grown up. He's graduated high school, and of course I had to message her some congratulatory jargon. I needed to do that. And then there's my good old friend that I used to work with before he moved off to Amarillo to become a big radio star. I had to look at all of his pictures, new wife and baby. I should have messaged him, but I'm busy, you know? I need to find out what time the cafe begins serving all the catfish a person can eat. I watch a woman invent a new toilet hack for the family. A toilet hack? I don't even know what that is. But I had to watch the video to find out. Can you even say toilet hack on the radio? Come to find out, it's slang for cleaning your toilet, I think. And then there's the guy climbing the outside of the Devon Tower in OKC. I couldn't look at that video too long. It makes me nervous, and my hands get all sweaty to see that kind of stuff. Endless pages later, I remember why I'm on Facebook, and I look up the cafe. I scour the many pages of the restaurant and finally see all-you-can-eat catfish is served. I forget. I think it's every Wednesday afternoon, but I forget what it said. I need to go back and look it up, so I'll get back to you in a couple of hours or two, you know? Okay, I guess there's one last redeeming thing about Facebook. Griping about it gave me a story idea to write about for this week. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.